All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. This is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we are back with Where It All Began. All right, thanks for the coffee, Gina. We'll be coming here at least one more time. I need to see your mommy. Yeah. Nightly fast, she grabs your crotch and moves your arm to her arm to your neck. Why the jug? I'll crack your nuts. You need them. Then I'll crack them after you made me four babies. Oh yeah, she's definitely an Asian woman. Goodbye, Gina. No goodbye. We'll see each other again. Yeah. But it was nice to meet you. It really was, Miru. I like Gina. She has some fire in her heart. She's great. Hey! Mm-hmm. That sounds kind of gay, to be honest. Yeah, I'm definitely for the LAN party. Sure. Bye. That was Genevieve. Your internet bros? More like a sis. When we meet up, we're gonna do a LAN party. Well, damn. At least I voted for it. A hot gamer girl is probably the dream of these nerds. They don't know how I look. And I'm also not the only girl in our group. They don't? No, I always refuse to share pictures of me. Privacy reasons, you know? Oh, well, they are in for a treat. Yeah, I'll send them a picture of me later, just so they know who to look for. They probably think you're some fat fuck, but your voice doesn't sound like a fatty. How do I sound? Lovely. Excuse me, lively, playful. Except when you rage, then you sound like someone who'd stab her husband in a tantrum about some dirty dishes. Huh, in my mind, I sound super lovely. Do we want to watch something? A new Tiny Gray episode should be out. We'll need some wine. Yes! It's time we evolve, Grim. We're old now. Say goodbye to cocktails and beer. And welcome wine tastings with boring people where we dip stuff in cheese. Yay. That's why no matter what, you possibly can't eat more than 14 of these fries. It's scientifically proven. Oh? Hi, is it okay if we join? I'm watching my series. We watch Tiny Gray's Tiny Adventures too. Huh. Must be popular. It's really freaking small and gray, and he goes on adventures. Let's just... Nope. She was here first. Respect that. Yeah, you can join. I don't know about him, though. I don't know about him, though. Oh, Lord. Ask me nicely. Is it okay if I sit down, Princess? Katie rolls her eyes and flips to the couch. I wonder if we find out who killed Tiny Gray's girlfriend. I'm sure it was the grandma. Grim thinks that too. I just changed my mind. We just saw Gina. You were at the cafe? Yeah. She said you suck. She didn't say that. What's up with that gang though? What about them? She said they're a big problem. Of course they are. What do you think gangs do? Make things better? I don't know. They need to have like a lemonade gang or something. Just a bunch of guys. Hey, it's hot. You want some lemonade? Yeah, me and the boys. We got some lemonade. Heck yeah, this is awesome. We need to have more gangs like this to just give people lemonade on hot days. That would freaking work. See, that's what they need to do. Some of them also started to hang around in our bar. What about the MCs? They're not the same since Joe went to prison. He's gonna be released soon. But still, the five would have never tolerated. What happened? Dude, I want to watch this. Do you think they were involved in Helen's accident? I'm gonna sit on your face if you don't shut up now. She doesn't say anything. See, the granny is so suspicious. She's too suspicious. That's what they want you to think. Grim, just be quiet. Miru, talk first. And I'd like to hear what she has to say. That doesn't apply to you, though, sir. I might like that. I can't sit on both your faces. I've got to take the pill, and I need some wine to endure you two. Stop staring at her ass. I look where I want. Did you just look at my boobs? No, they clearly were looking at me. I mean, didn't you see them move over to my direction? Yeah. Stop that. I look where I want. I don't think this is having the effect you want it to have. I just want you to look long enough for Miru to catch you. She doesn't mind me looking. What's your theory on the grandma gang? They're just pretending to be good. They definitely stole Tiny Gray's sperm and killed his girlfriend. Dude, nobody believes me. Same. I even posted it on the forum. They insulted me and called me stupid. Well, they do that if you talk about anything. Even if you have evidence, you know. I called you stupid too, but you're spot on with that one. You know I'm about to graduate from college and have a high education. What do you have? Besides my looks, I'm street smart. I don't confuse intelligence with education. You're stupid. I don't know how you scored someone like Miru. I'm good in bed. Ugh! What? It's something you aren't. Zoe said so. What? I'm joking. She didn't say that, but we all know it's true. Tch, as if I care about the things you say. You do. And that's why I can get under your skin. As long as you don't go under Leah's skirt. If Miru just knew. It's better for you if you shut the fuck up. Then you better treat me with the utmost respect. Are you gonna tell her? Shut up. That the little boy likes to touch. Seriously, you're stepping over a line here. Alrighty, I'm not gonna tell her. What's up? You both look tense. She's being stupid. Well, Miro, I think you'd like to know that Grim, yes, your boyfriend, thinks Tiny Gray's mom is hot. Really? No. Well, he told me that he's into MILFs. Really? Ugh. I wonder what happens if you do. Oh, that's fine. It's a great ass. Would you like a closer look? Sure. Yep, a great ass. Seriously, Miru? You don't snitch on someone who just took a peek. Did you go to Mon? Yes. She was very happy to see me. I hope you apologized. I did. Our boyfriend, Ben. Is it the Ben that she used to have, is it the Ben that used to have a thing for Dana and... Yes, the one that made a song for her. You laugh. By the way, I want to see Nee. Donna hates you. What? Or is it Dana? Dana hates you. What? Don't bullshit me. She's a classy girl, not some worm. If I remember correctly, we used to call you a BB worm. Katie ignores you. Okay, so a little hint, or a little note about this developer. He uses the word BB a lot, and I think that's part of his culture. But BB, of course, refers to baby. So you'll hear the word BB used a lot in Ocean's works. What did Monica say? That's a secret. She told you about Acevera. I know it all. Acevera? Fuck. See, sometimes you can be useful. But seriously, Katie, when it's about Helen, we should work together. I did more than you ever did. This attitude gets you nowhere. We... Do you want to know what happened to Helen, or is the feud you got with Grimm more important? Does he have that much control over you? Of course not. Grimm is just a jerk, but his heart is in the right place. And we'll do everything in our power to figure out what happened. Who's Acevera? I don't know that I can say everything. It's about Leah. I don't know if she wants you to know. And I don't want to be on her bad side until she helps me with something. Just say it. No. Ask her about her job and stuff. If she tells you about it, I'll tell you. And the episode finished, and I missed pretty much everything. Good night, Miru. Don't you want to wish me a good night? No. Be careful, I might come over and put a pillow on your head. Good night, Katie. What do you think? Leah got a hook on her, but I have no idea what it could be. She wants something from Leah. And Leah's using it to increase the influence she has on her. I need to get to know Katie better. I'm sure she'll tell me then. My picture of Leah is incomplete and a little distorted by the way she treated me. Time will reveal the circumstances. Alright, we should also call it a day. Are you... A good night, Poundry, it is. This actually has some pretty decent animations. Can offer you is some quick lazy spoonie. I'll take it. Oh, hold on. There's a full-on scene. Okay, I don't think it does anything else. Gently, you rub Miru's clit while sliding your dick inside her pussy. Her body mirrors your movements. You feel how she tightens her pelvis muscle whenever your dick slides inside of her. She moans quietly, her thighs tensing up, a clear indicator of Miru closing in on an orgasm. She forcefully grabs her boob as her orgasm approaches. Miru arches her back as she orgasms. Miru squirms around so much that your dick flops out of her pussy, shooting half your load over her body. You put him back in, and the rest of your load enters her pulsating, moist pussy. Let's go. I don't want anyone to come in on us. Mm-hmm. Come on. Are you afraid Dylan might see me? No. But Helen, I want her to think I'm a good boy. You BB. You feel odd. There's no body on top of yours. Miru? Where's that schnitzel? You enter a dark room only illuminated by the moon. Anything? No. What's up? Someone was outside. Who? I don't know. It's not the first time either. You saw them, Miru? No, I've heard something and I wanted to check it out. Dylan was already here. Let's go outside and check. No. We can do it in the morning. Sorry, guys. You said it happened before. The last months have been weird. It's like we're under surveillance. We should upgrade our security. Get some cameras, etc. We're already on that. Leah has a friend in a big security company. And you. Wake me up next time. The last thing I need is for you to go missing after chasing some phantom. Back to bed? You got this? Yeah. I'll wait a few more minutes and then head back to bed too. What's out there? Morning, sunshine. Miru giggles. I'm gonna go for a run. I'll pass. Don't go too far into the woods. It's easy to get lost. I'll keep it in mind. Okay. And there's not much to see there. Miru turns around and starts sucking on your pussy juice-covered finger. Good girl. You poke her on the nose. Bonk! Now go and have your run. I'll see you then. We still got 10 minutes, guys. You sit down behind Katie. What are you thinking about? Katie gasps. Why do you sneak up on me? I wanted to strangle you from behind. Did you hear about what happened last night? You wet your bed? Somebody was sneaking around the house. What? It happened before, right? Dude, what are you on about? You didn't know? No, what? The kitchen lights turn on. What's going on? There was someone outside. Ugh. Why did nobody tell me? I didn't want to worry you. Are you stupid? What if I'd gone outside? Yeah, I'm kind of with Katie here. You should have told her. Thank you. How many times did this happen? 6 or 7 times. What? That many? Yeah, fuck this. I'll move to Zoe's. Helen doesn't know. Keep it to yourself. There's no need to add another thing to her plate. For now, I'll keep quiet. I'll trust that you know what you're doing. Are you scared? Of course I am. What if they come inside and do who knows what? I'll sleep with Miru now. You will not sleep with us. With Miru, you can sleep on the couch. Suddenly, Helen bursts into the kitchen. Are you okay? Helen makes a claw with her hand and looks visibly scared. I don't get it. Spider? Helen nods nervously. Show us. All right, where is it? Mom, please don't use me as a shield. Helen points towards a wall. Oh my! No, Mom, no! Helen steps behind you and Katie slips under your arm. Am I hallucinating or is it actually this big? There's another one! What's going on? Look at the wall! Dylan observes the two spiders for a second. Yeah, you got this. No, wait! Helen taps you on the shoulder and also leaves. You and Katie look at each other. You got this. Not so fast. Dude, I'm afraid of them. You'll help me with this. Please, no. You want to sleep in our room tonight? Then you'll stay. But did you see how big they are? No way I'll ever go near them. I think they would jump on us if we go near them. Dude! We need a plan. I need to change first. If we leave, there's a high chance they'll move around. I'm not staying here in panties. I'll need protection. I wish your mom had used protection. That was too far, huh? Sorry. I find you very amusing for what you are. I'm gonna fucking stab you someday. Yo! Have you ever heard of knocking? Get out! Are you naked? Do I look naked? I can't say. That weird chicken body of yours is hard to look at. What? Are you trying to seduce the spiders? No. Alright. Here, paper and a pen. For what? We do it like we used to, create a brilliant plan to destroy the spiders. We just get two broomsticks, put a shoe on them, and beat the spiders to death. We could probably enter their attack range. Man! How about this? We find ourselves a squadron of birds and train them to fight for us? Katie squints her eyes. That's a decent idea. How about we catch a few flies, fill them with sleeping pill dust, and make the birds drop it on them? And when they eat it, they fall asleep, and then we beat them to death. Like a bird bomber? Katie nods slowly. We would need to get them off the wall. It would decrease their ability to jump. We could build a trap to drop something heavy on them. Or build a catapult. Okay, let's begin phase one. Wait, I need pants. Protection. Katie jumps from the bed. You know the drill, Private. Private Katie reporting for duty. You both salute. Look at them. They know we're here. They're preparing for war. There is a realistic chance one of us isn't going to make it. It should be you. I'm more liked. Helen likes me more. She doesn't. One is going to the right. Katie throws a pair of panties at you. What is that? Panties. Please tell me they aren't Helen's. She's wearing them yesterday, I think. Oh, you motherfucker! Katie tries to push you away, but has no chance. Ah! You fucker! You pushed him into my mouth! Oh god, you probably like that. I forgot you were a lesbian. I am bi. And no, I didn't like it. Katie feints a kick and stops a few centimeters away from your face. Katie! What? We've lost visual contact at target one. Oh no, where the fuck is it? As if time stood still for a few seconds, no sound, no movement. Ah! Katie jumps onto you, causing the spider to fall from her head to your leg. Katie locks her legs around you. You fall out of the door into the hallway. Ha ha ha, what the fuck? Katarina? What the hell's going on? We had to retreat. There are two huge spiders and one was on my face. Katie starts rubbing her face into your chest. Stop that, I don't want your spider leftovers on me. You push her away. Holy shit, they're huge! I think that one on the floor is dead. One of you stomped on it. Ew! I'll get my tennis equipment and kill the one on the wall. One down. It almost killed us both in one single attack. It must have been a war veteran. You look at each other, and you both start laughing a little. Kinda like, yeah, I remember when we played war. Well, 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 what do we have here? Zoe! Hey! Hey, big man. Is it still there? Yeah. Careful, Zoe, there is a dead spider. It was on my head. Ew, go take a shower. I rubbed it clean on him. Fucker. Phase 2, tennis racket versus spider. It knows we killed his friend. No, it was his brother. And now we have to end their bloodline. Cat, keep in mind that the ball will come back. Katarina throws the ball into the air and misses the spider by a little and flies back through the room and shatters the window. What the hell was that? We tried to kill that spider over there. Ugh, it's so big. What if the one from home followed us? It wasn't nearly as big. Maybe a distant cousin? Miro suspiciously squints her eyes. Wait, you tried to kill it with a tennis ball? Almost hit it. I bet Dana would have hit it. Wow. Katarina tries to push you down. You asshole, I'm better than her. I'll get rid of the spider. Give me a second. Can you two stop dry humping? It's not dry humping, you nut. I'm telling him to shut the fuck up. You are? Totally feels like dry humping. You wish. Okay, everyone get down. Phase 3. Knives versus the spider? It might come back and hit you in the face. Miru, no knife throwing. Too late. What do you mean too late? It's still in your hand. She got it. Okay, and on that note, guys, we will see you next time with more Where It All Began on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. But don't leave yet, guys. We still got one more, and that is going to be Artemis. That's what I'm doing, Artemis. So I'll see you back in a few for that. Stay tuned.